Hey, happy Tuesday, everyone. I wanted to kind of go over today. The last few days, we've been talking about direct mail and going in and using some top secret ninja strategies. And again, all of that's great. All of it's fantastic. And it's about being able to sell more vehicles. At the end of the month, did you sell more vehicles than what you did the previous month or the previous month last year or the year before? And that's what the goal is and the objective. What we're trying to do is achieve more sales every single month by coming up with strategies and implementing some suggestions that might allow you to have the opportunity of selling more vehicles. And today I want to kind of go through just about kind of dotting the I and crossing the T in a little bit in terms of customer service. And that has a connotation of almost boring. But if you go out of your way to create an environment that really allows your customer base to know that you care, that you'll go the extra mile, then what ends up happening is that you start building up momentum of where people want to go and visit because they're treated so well. For instance, over the weekend, and we were talking about this at a wedding where Chick-fil-A, I don't care where you're located, but they're always people in line at the Chick-fil-A, and I mean a super long line, and their food's okay. I don't think it's all that great, and it's kind of expensive, and I happen to be at the post office mailing some of my flyers for the dealership, and I was asking them about why there's such a line, because I just don't get it. You know, the food is okay. It's rather pricey, in my opinion, compared to like a McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's. Why do you think everyone's coming to these Chick-fil-A's? And the one woman said, without even without even batting an eye, that she goes there specifically because she's treated like a human being. She loves the whole process, like standing in line. They're always like, "Hey, how are you?" Their food is always good. The customer service exemplary, and they know exactly what they're getting. Their order's never screwed up, and it's a process that they don't mind going through because they're familiar with the people, they're familiar with the process, and they like the product. But most importantly was the customer service. They all, in tandem, the people there when I was talking to them, they all said they love the customer service. And today we're so focused on price. That's all that everyone seems to care about is the price. You know, I'm $500 less than Joe dealership down the road, or I'm $1,000 less than Joe dealership down the road. What if you gave free oil changes for life, the life that you own the vehicle? What if you said, you know, you get an extra warranty? What if you did a 21-point inspection? Whatever your unique selling proposition, your USP, what differentiates you from other dealerships is going to be the key for your success, because at the end of the day, they want to go in and buy a car from someone that they trust, like, and want to do business with. And if you don't have that tangibility where they like, want, and feel that you have their best interests at heart, they're going to go and they're going to be bought or sold just on the price, because that's all you're talking about. If you go out of your way when someone comes on the lot, and don't position yourself where, "Hey, can I help you with anything?" They're, "No, just looking." You know, "Hey, are you looking for a vehicle for yourself or for someone else?" "Oh, I'm looking for my wife," or "I'm just," you know, they can say, "I'm just looking." Then you can say, "Absolutely, I'll be right over here if you have any questions," and then make a suggestion to them. You know, if they say, "I'm just looking," say, "No problem. I just wasn't sure if you were looking for yourself or for someone else," because a lot of folks come on the lot and they're not exactly sure what they're looking for. And, you know, if there's something I can help you out with, like this car right here, for instance, and then you just initiate a conversation. If they truly don't want you to be around and you want to give them, you know, they want some quiet, please give them some quiet. You don't have to badger them. You don't have to look over their shoulder. But that's what's going to separate you, because if you go out of your way, one of the dealerships that I'm working with, you know, the thing that separates a great dealership from a good dealership, from a crappy dealership, is the after the sale follow-up. What type of after the sale follow-up are you doing? Do you do an after the sale follow-up? How long do you wait until you follow up? What do you follow up with? A phone call? An email? A letter? You send them out a thank you card. You send them out a little tchotchke, a little gift to say thank you for working with us. I don't know. But I know that the dealership that I was talking about, I was sitting down with the GM, and he actually, and they had declined the extended warranty, which covers the vehicle for an extra 90 days. I don't know what the amount of dollars it was to do that, but the customer had declined it. And he was driving down the road. The tire had blown on it. So technically, the dealership didn't have to do anything with regards to the tires. But this dealership, the one I'm talking about, went ahead and spent over almost $500. It was like $480 to be able to buy him, this customer, new tires on his truck, on a Jeep that he had purchased. And you talk about great customer service. You talk about someone that was extremely happy. And it was, yes, it cost a dealership, you know, $500, but what they gained, because guess what? If they would have posted all kinds of negative stuff on Facebook and on Google and on Yelp and all that, where they leave this nasty reviews, that's going to affect you more in the long run. Now, are you going to have some people that will go out of their way and post negative things and hold you, you know, almost hostage? Yes. And I'm not saying you have to roll over. What I am saying is that if you go out of your way to do a good and decent job and just do your job and make it so that it creates an environment so that when people come on your lot, they know that you've got their back. They know that you're not in this just for a dollar sign, that you're not just looking at them as another customer coming on and more dollars in their pocket, but you're genuinely interested in helping them solve their problem, whatever that problem is. Maybe they need a truck or they need a car or they need a minivan, but you can make suggestions. And sometimes that means not even recommending something on your lot. Maybe it means somewhere else. And that old adage, if you remember Miracle on 34th Street, where Santa Claus, and I don't know if you remember the movie, but he was recommending items that were not at the Macy's store. And it was such a huge hit because the moms were like, wow, I can't believe you recommended products away from your own store. Man, that is awesome. I'm going to come here more often. And if you remember, the general manager of the store was first just livid with the Santa Claus because he was telling them to go to outside of the Macy's store to purchase items. And then when he realized what he had was customer loyalty, because the customers felt, wow, this store, Macy's, they love the customers so much and they care about their needs so much, they're willing to send them to the competitors, to the competition, in order to have a happy customer, that they jumped on the board, jumped on the bandwagon of recommending all kinds of products that they themselves didn't have in the store and recommended the competitors. You can do the exact same thing now in 2019, 2020. People are smart. They're educated. They understand. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to gouge people, you know, thousands of dollars. Make a fair profit, but go into it understanding what's in the customer's mind. What are they looking for? Are they looking for a solution to a family problem where they're looking to add another vehicle because another driver is available in the family? Maybe someone turned 16 or 17 or whatever it is, or maybe there was an accident or any number of reasons for purchasing another vehicle. But ask them questions about what it is that they're looking for and why they might be looking for that. And if that does mean recommending someplace that you don't have, or recommending a vehicle that you don't have on the lot, then so be it. But it's going to come back to you. The whole karma thing does seem to work. I don't know why it seems to work out that way, but it does. Just like when I'm working with dealerships or other businesses, sometimes I'm like, you know what? It just doesn't seem like I'm a good fit for you. Here's where I would recommend, you know, blah, blah, blah. And there's a good person that you want to probably have a conversation with, and they're going to be able to help you out on that, because in that area, that's not my expertise. They're going to have a better opportunity of helping you out. And people like that because I'm transparent. You know, my interest is making sure that the customers that I work with, my clients, their needs are met before my own. because they're the ones that are putting the food on my table. So I go out of my way to make sure that my clients are happy. If that means that I have to work at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, then I'm going to do that. Or I should say Monday, you know, or working late on a Friday night, or, you know, putting things aside to hurry up and get an ad approved so that it can go to print. You know, whatever it is. I'm not saying that you have to make that the norm where you're working until 10, 11, 12 midnight every day, but you can make exceptions for the customers, especially if you did something wrong. And own, if you did something incorrectly, own it. You know, businesses appreciate the fact that you're human and you're not trying to pass the buck and say, oh, that must have been Joe Blow that goofed it up. You know, I'll own it and say, you know what, that's my error. I apologize. Here's what we're going to do to solve it. You know, it's so great and so easy to just go in and bitch about a particular problem. What isn't so easy or so great is coming up with the solution. And that's what people want to know. They understand you're going to make mistakes. What are you doing to solve that mistake that happened? How are you going to solve that problem? And that, from a dealership standpoint, is where you can thrive. Because other dealerships, you know, they might go into this and look at it just from a dollars and numbers sense. If you, from a dealership standpoint, look at it from a holistic, long-term view, yeah, you might have some people that might sprint by, like the tortoise and the hare. But in the long run, those businesses that do a job where they're looking out for the customer's best interest before their own are going to have the most success. And if you continue to do that, you can never go wrong. You will always be in vogue, will always be in style, because people want to do business with people they like, trust, and respect. And if you put yourself into a position where these customers are looking to you for authority, and that goes back to where I was mentioning to you, you know, if you're not creating content on a daily basis around a theme, whatever that theme is, and I would suggest strongly going in and talking about customer service and dependability and being the dealership that's there for you, then no one's going to understand what you're standing for. You know, the old adage, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And in this day and age, where you've got so many choices available, customers have so many dealerships that they could use or work with, you have to stand out from the crowd. And that's why I say to you, if you don't post content regularly, you're doing a disservice, not only to yourself because you don't have the sale or the opportunity for a sale, but you're really doing a disservice for your customers, because you might have the greatest dealership on the face of the earth, but if no one knows about it or no one really understands what the benefit to your dealership, why they want to come in and work with you, then shame on you, because then they lose. Okay. Hopefully you guys are finding this of interest to you, and it's always good to hear it again. You know, there's nothing flashy that I'm sharing with you today. I wish it was. You know, like I've shared Secret Ninja strategies, and those are all cool. But at the end of the day, if you do a crappy job with working with the customers that are coming in your lot, and you're only looking to be able to get a quick sale, and all that Secret Ninja stuff and what I've been teaching you and showing you is going to be for naught. Because then people aren't going to want to work with you or aren't going to want to deal with you. Just for instance, like I was telling you with that dealership where they replaced the guy's tires. You know, if they didn't do that and he would have spread the bad news around the fact that this dealership took advantage of him, that would have just done any good that they would have been working towards. It would have just flushed it down the toilet. So please heed my suggestion. Just run with your dealership in the direction of customer service, because you will always, always, always stand the test of time if you as a dealership honor and appreciate and respect the customers, because they're the ones that pay the bills. They're the ones that keep the lights on in the dealership. All right. Hopefully you guys found that as helpful, and I'll talk with you guys soon. Take care. See you.